All right, so welcome to another deep dive.
Excited to be here.
Today, we're diving into the world of money affirmations.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at this YouTube video called I Am R-E-C-H.
Okay.
It's money affirmations, and you listen to it before you sleep.
Interesting.
It's from a channel called Be Inspired.
Okay.
And, you know, lots of people are using these affirmations now.
Right.
To, you know, manifest things. And wealth is a big one, of course.
Of course.
So we're going to take a look at these affirmations and, you know, see if they hold up.
Yeah.
See what's going on there.
I think what's fascinating about these affirmations is how much they really focus on this idea of abundance.
Yeah.
And wordiness and, you know, this belief that the universe will provide.
Right.
You know, it's almost like saying attracting wealth is as easy as repeating these phrases.
Yeah. So let's dig into that.
Okay.
These affirmations really hammer home those themes.
Mm-hmm.
Abundance, worthiness, the universe providing.
Yeah.
Did you get that sense too?
Oh, absolutely. And the way it's delivered is interesting.
Okay.
It's all about repetition.
Yeah.
And very specific wording. You know, you hear phrases like money flows to me over and over again.
Right.
I am a money magnet. You know, my income is constantly increasing. It's like they're trying to get these ideas into your subconscious.
It's like they're trying to reprogram your brain.
Exactly.
But speaking of the brain, This video really emphasizes the power of belief.
Yes.
Like, if you just change your thoughts about money, your financial reality will change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big claim.
It is a big claim. And that's where I think some psychology comes into play.
Okay.
There's a lot of research about repetition.
Right.
And, you know, positive self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And it can actually affect behavior and outcomes.
To a degree.
Yeah, to some degree, for sure.
Right.
It aligns with that idea of self-fulfilling prophecies, you know,
yeah,
where what we believe can actually impact our actions and ultimately our outcomes. But yeah, there are limits to this, of course.
For sure.
It's not quite as simple as thinking yourself rich.
Yeah, thinking positive doesn't magically erase debt.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Or guarantee a promotion.
It's not that easy.
But the video goes beyond just thinking positive.
Okay.
It also highlights this giving and receiving cycle.
Oh, yeah.
This idea that the more you give,
mm-hmm,
the more you get back, and it creates this constant flow of abundance.
Obviously.
Is there a psychological basis for that?
You know, I think that taps into that social principle of reciprocity.
Oh.
You know, we're naturally inclined to want to return favors,
yes,
and acts of kindness, you know, but it's really important to distinguish healthy generosity,
yeah,
from feeling pressured to give more than you can afford.
Right.
In hopes of getting something back.
Right. So it shouldn't come with strings attached.
Exactly. True abundance is not about strings attached.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's not about, you know, feeling obligated to give just to receive.
Yeah. Right.
What I also found interesting is this total shift in perspective that it encourages.
Yes.
It wants you to go from this poverty thinking,
mm-hmm,
to this abundance thinking.
Right.
Believing there's no shortage of wealth in the universe. I mean, mm-hmm, is that oversimplifying things?
It is kind of a classic reframing technique.
Okay.
And for some people, adopting a more abundant mindset,
mm-hmm,
can really help them overcome some limiting beliefs that may be holding them back financially.
Okay.
But you're right. We can't forget that lots of people face very real systemic barriers,
yeah,
and inequalities
they
that
do.
Go way beyond mindset.
So much more to the picture.
Absolutely. And financial success is often influenced by factors we can't control.
That's true. So while a positive mindset is helpful,
mm-hmm,
we need to acknowledge that bigger picture.
For sure.
We've talked about the themes, the psychology.
Right.
But I want to hear some examples.
Oh, sure.
What are some of the affirmations that stood out to you?
One that really stood out to me was, money is my servant. I am the master of my wealth.
Okay.
It's a bold statement.
Yeah.
About being in control of your finances.
I see where they're going with that.
Yeah.
But doesn't that create this weird power dynamic with money?
That's an interesting point.
Like, money is a tool.
Yeah.
Not something to be dominated.
It is a tool, and it could be dangerous if it creates a sense of superiority.
Right.
Or disregard for responsible financial management.
Sure, sure.
You know, financial well-being is about balance.
Yeah.
And informed decisions, not about absolute power.
Right. So what are some other affirmations from the video?
Another one that stood out to me was, money comes to me in miraculous ways.
So no lottery wins just from chanting on my couch.
Probably not.
Okay.
But it does highlight the role of belief.
Right.
And expectation, you know?
Yeah.
If you believe good things are coming, you might be more open to opportunities.
Right.
Or take more risks that could lead to gains.
It's not magic. It's about being open to possibilities.
Exactly.
What other affirmations did you find interesting?
One that stuck with me was, I am a rich child of a loving universe.
Yeah.
You know, framing wealth as a birthright.
I see how that could be empowering.
Yeah.
But is it a little simplistic?
It might be oversimplifying a bit.
Yeah.
And that's where critical thinking is important.
Yeah.
You know, we have to look at these claims
yeah.
and consider the role of personal effort and strategy.
Right. And external factors, too.
Absolutely.
So it's not about waiting for wealth to just fall in your lap.
Exactly.
Before we wrap up, any other affirmations that stuck with you?
Yeah, there were a couple that were a bit broader.
What?
Like, life is so easy,
mm-hmm.
and the universe always serves my highest interest.
I see.
These kind of suggest a complete lack of hardship, you know?
Life throws curveballs.
It does.
And financial success often takes a lot of hard work.
And resilience.
And resilience, yeah. Not just positive thinking.
Right.
Not just affirmations.
Exactly.
That's what makes this deep dive so interesting.
Yeah.
We're dissecting these ideas, right?
I think so.
Exploring their benefits and downsides.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we're not saying that these affirmations are good or bad.
Right.
We're just providing a platform for exploration
yeah.
and critical analysis.
So you listening, you can make up your own mind.
Exactly.
So we've covered the core themes.
Yes.
This emphasis on repetition and the psychology.
Yeah.
And even some specific examples.
Right.
But there's still so much to unpack.
Absolutely. And we'll go deeper into those nuances and their potential implications in the next part of the deep dive.
So stay tuned.
So welcome back to our deep dive into money affirmations.
Glad to be back.
Before the break, we were talking about some of these specific affirmations from the IMRSCH video and how some of them seem to suggest that just repeating certain phrases could actually lead to wealth.
Like the idea that saying money comes to me in miraculous ways could actually, make money come to you in miraculous ways.
Exactly.
Right.
And while it might sound a little simplistic, I think it's worth considering the psychology behind it.
Okay.
What's going on in our brains when we repeat these phrases.
Are we actually rewiring our thought patterns about money?
That's the big question.
Yeah.
Is that even possible?
Right.
Well, there is some evidence that suggests that affirmations, when used consistently, can actually impact our subconscious beliefs over time.
Interesting.
It's not as direct as, say, subliminal messaging.
Okay.
But there are some parallels, you know.
Okay.
The idea is that repeated exposure to certain ideas can subtly influence our thoughts and behaviors.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Like hearing those positive messages about money, abundance could kind of shift your perspective.
It could over time.
But even if we start to believe these affirmations, does that automatically mean more money?
That's a good question.
I mean, isn't there more to it than just positive thinking?
You're absolutely right. It's important to remember that affirmations are not a magic bullet.
Right.
They can be a really useful tool for shifting your mindset.
Yeah.
But they're not going to magically manifest wealth.
Okay.
Without concrete action and financial literacy.
So the universe isn't just going to drop a bag of cash on your doorstep.
Sadly not.
Because you've been saying, I am a money magnet.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about aligning your thoughts with your actions.
So give me an example.
Okay. Let's say you're repeating the affirmation, my income is constantly increasing.
Okay.
Visualizing that bigger paycheck.
I'm picturing it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But you also need to take concrete steps to make that a reality.
Right.
That might mean seeking a promotion, developing new skills to increase your earning potential, or maybe even exploring additional income streams.
So the affirmations are like setting the intention.
Yeah, kind of like a first step.
But you have to put in the work.
It's about taking action.
Yeah.
It's about harnessing the power of positive thinking while also taking practical steps towards your goals.
Okay.
The affirmations can provide motivation and that shift in perspective.
Yeah.
But the real work comes from your actions.
That brings us back to another interesting point from the video.
Okay.
This emphasis on giving to receive.
Yeah.
It almost felt like an obligation.
I see what you mean.
Like you have to give constantly
to
keep the abundance flowing.
It's a complex idea.
What are your thoughts?
Well, on the one hand,
generosity
and giving back to others can be incredibly fulfilling.
Yeah.
It can create a sense of interconnectedness.
Right.
And even create positive ripple effects.
I can see that.
But it's so important to approach giving from a healthy perspective.
So you shouldn't feel pressured to give beyond your means.
Exactly.
Just because the affirmations tell you to do.
It's about finding a balance that feels right for you.
Right.
You know, true abundance shouldn't be tied to this constant cycle of giving to receive.
Mm-hmm.
It should also encompass a sense of inner peace.
Okay.
Contentment, regardless of your material possessions.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's about generosity of spirit.
Exactly.
Not just a transactional view of giving to get.
Right.
There's another idea that keeps coming up.
Okay.
This sense that there's an endless supply of wealth just waiting for us to claim it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a powerful image.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's appealing, isn't it?
It is.
This idea of a limitless universe overflowing with abundance.
Yeah.
But while it's a beautiful concept, it's important to view it through a critical lens.
So we shouldn't just throw caution to the wind.
Right.
And believe we're all destined to be millionaires.
Well, an abundance mindset can be really beneficial.
Okay.
It's also important to be realistic.
Yeah.
About the economic realities of the world we live in.
Right. Not everyone can become a millionaire just by thinking positive thoughts.
Exactly.
There are so many systemic factors.
Yeah.
That contribute to wealth and poverty.
It's
not that simple.
It's complex. Financial success is influenced by so many things.
Right.
Socioeconomic background, access to opportunities, even a degree of luck.
It's a lot.
It is.
So we need to be mindful of the bigger picture.
Absolutely.
Not oversimplify the complexities of wealth and poverty.
I think that's where the real value of this deep dive lies.
Okay.
It's not about blindly accepting these affirmations.
All right.
But using them as a starting point for deeper exploration.
Of our own beliefs.
Exactly.
So what role does our mindset play?
Ah, that's a good question.
Are we taking concrete steps?
Yeah. Are we putting in the work?
It makes you think.
It does.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
But before we wrap up this deep dive, I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on the potential downsides of relying just on these affirmations.
That's an excellent point. And we'll definitely delve into that in the final part of our deep dive.
So welcome back to the deep dive.
It's good to be back.
We've been talking about money affirmation.
Right.
Specifically, these from the IMRICH video.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get into what we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Those potential downsides of relying just on affirmations.
Yeah, it's a really important thing to consider.
So tell me more about these potential downsides.
Well, one risk is falling into the trap of what's called toxic positivity.
Okay, toxic positivity. So isn't all positivity good?
Well, it can be, but toxic positivity is when we try to suppress or deny negative emotions, you know, or experiences,
right?
Often to try to keep a positive outlook.
So in this context, are we talking about pretending that struggles don't exist?
Yeah, like financial struggles.
Like if I've got a mountain of debt, I just ignore it and keep repeating, money flows to me easily.
Yeah. That's a good example.
Okay.
It can be dangerous because it prevents us from actually addressing those root causes of our financial challenges.
Okay.
It's like putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg.
So instead of acknowledging debt or budgeting issues, lack of financial literacy, we just keep repeating affirmations.
I hope for the best.
But that sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It can be.
It could actually lead to further strain.
If you're not careful.
This makes me think of another concern.
Okay.
That relying just on affirmations could create this false hope.
Yeah.
Or even entitlement.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I deserve to be rich because I'm saying it.
Right. Exactly.
But I'm not putting in the work.
It's a really important point.
Yeah.
Affirmations should empower and motivate.
Yeah.
Not create a sense of entitlement.
Right.
True financial success often involves hard work.
Yeah.
And perseverance.
Right. Making informed decisions.
Absolutely.
It's about taking responsibility for our own well-being.
Yeah. Not waiting for the universe to deliver.
And that goes back to what we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
The actions, the concrete steps.
Absolutely. And that leads us to another potential downside.
Okay.
If we get too focused on just manifesting wealth through these affirmations.
Right.
We might forget about practical skills
like what?
And financial literacy.
So like budgeting.
Yes.
Investing, understanding debt.
All of those things.
Building skill.
Those are all crucial for success.
And if we neglect those things, it could really hurt our financial progress.
It could, even if you have the most positive mindset.
It's like building a house with no foundation.
I like that analogy.
The affirmations are the pretty picture.
Yeah.
But without that groundwork,
it's
just going to collapse.
Right. It's about finding that balance between the internal work, the mindset, and the external work, taking those actions.
So where does this leave us?
Well, that's a good question.
Are these affirmations helpful or are they harmful?
I would say they can be both.
Okay.
All depends on how they're used.
It's like any tool.
Exactly.
You know, you could use a hammer to build a house or to break something.
Right. It all depends on the intention and the skill
okay.
of the person using it.
So we need to approach these affirmations with caution.
With a critical mind and a discerning mind.
So as we wrap up,
yeah.
what's the main thing you want our listeners to take away from this?
I hope they have a better understanding of these affirmations
okay.
and how they can be used effectively.
Mm-hmm.
It's about finding that balance
right.
between a positive money mindset and taking those practical steps toward your goals.
And remembering the potential pitfalls.
Absolutely.
The toxic positivity, the entitlement,
right,
and really focusing on that foundation.
Yes, financial literacy.
Sound decision making.
It all works together.
So we've reached the end of our deep dive into money affirmations.
It's been a great discussion.
We hope you found this exploration insightful.
Yeah, and thought-provoking.
And we want you to keep thinking about it.
What resonates with you?
Do you believe these affirmations can change your life?
Mm-hmm.
Or are concrete actions more important?
Let us know your thoughts.
Thanks for joining us.
And keep exploring.
Or questioning.
And keep diving deep.